The send-over kick is taken by Holloway to his own 10. He'll go up the middle across the 15 to about the 22-yard line where he's met up there. So about a 12-yard return to the 22-yard line. It's about the 2.5-yard line. Left hash mark, 10 minutes to go, first quarter. Scott City threatening on the third play of the drive. It's Braden Strang carry. He leaps over the pile into the end zone. Touchdown, Scott City. Braden Strine's third rushing touchdown of the year, and with 9:50 to go first quarter, Scott City draws first blood, leading it 6-0. It'll be Goff and also Banda in the backfield, an offset eye, wing to left, Braden Strine. First and goal from the 8, quick toss. This is a Goff. He'll cut it outside, and he'll be into the end zone. His fourth rushing touchdown of the year, and Scott City leads it 13-0 with 7:05 to go first quarter. Bronco 25-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field, Strine in motion from left to right. Play fake by Trey O'Neill, looking wide open as Chris Pounds over the defense makes the catch and into the end zone for a Scott City touchdown. Chris Pounds' first touchdown catch since week one against Abilene. And with 3:25 to go first quarter, it's 19-0 Scott City. Second and 9 for Russell, throwing 40-yard line right hash mark. Baldwin goes under center, two tight ends set a play fake. He's dropping all the way back to pass, chucks it downfield, pass. Paco Banda with the pick, goes to the right side, has some room. 40, 35-yard line, breaks their tackle. 30, 25, cuts it across the grain. 20, finds a crease inside the 15. 10, 5, down to the 1-yard line for Paco Banda. Oh, the linebacker, the 5'7", 195-pound senior, almost took it the distance. Chugged his way to the 1-yard line, first and goal. From the 1-yard line, first and goal. O'Neill, here's the Banda carry. Just stands into the end zone. Touchdown, Scott City. Banda on that return, interception return. He picked it off from the left side of the field, went across to the right, and then angled back left. And here's a high snap to Eric Urk, and he pulls it down and boots the line drive away. It's caught by Strine. He fumbled it, but picks it back up back at his own 45. Cuts left midfield. And still on his feet, breaks their tackle, 45-40, 35, still on his feet inside the 30, breaks their another tackle inside the 20. Scott City will have it first and 10 at about the 16-yard line of Russell. First and goal from the 1, fullback is Krupp, tailback is Martin Goff, wing to left, Braden Strine, pound split wide left. From the 1-yard line, Russell packing the inside gaps, and it's going to be an easy carry for a touchdown for Martin Goff as he takes the carry to the left side. His second rushing touchdown of the night. On his third carry, and it's 33-0 with 8:46 to go before halftime. Wing T set up, Brett Meyer, the quarterback under center, has McCray split left. This is a Jaeger carry, cuts it across inside the 10, inside the 5, into the end zone, touchdown Scott City. That is Chance Jaeger's second rushing touchdown of the year, this one from 21 yards out, and the Beavers lead it 40-0. Now, Warren Krupp is in the backfield. He's lined up as a fullback. You know he's probably going to get the football. Russell shows blitz. It is Warren Krupp with the carry. He will be in the end zone for a touchdown. This is Warren's first touchdown of the year, catching or receiving. And with a minute 18 to go, first half, Coach Glenn O'Neill awards another senior a carry for a touchdown, and it's 46-0. Up the middle goes the Krupp again, 15, 10, 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Wyatt Krupp. Touchdown, Scott City. With 10:02 to go in the running clock, third period, Scott City finds Peter once again up 53-0.
Look at this.
Ah, they're going to go
swinging gate.
They've run that a few times this year.
They caught Scott City. I'm not sure Scott knows what to do.
Yeah, they're just going to line up and see what they can do. There's only a few eligible receivers. Here's Baldwin running it. They're going to flip it right side. This is a carry right side to pressure. Scott City defends it well. Justin Farrow makes the hit right at the line of scrimmage. The freshman, 5'7", 125, makes a nice stop. Scott City did not panic on that, Tim, and stayed at home. Swinging gate here for the final play of the regular season with 3 seconds to go. It's going to be passed down the middle, and it's going to be caught and dropped by the center, Joey Austey. Now, Austey, who was not covered by any side, he was an eligible receiver despite being a senior, and that's the final play of the game. And Scott City finishes the regular season out 8-1 on the year and are district champions for a fifth straight year. The sixth out of the last 8 years, they win it 54-0 over the Russell Broncos. Your